to the Love Me Right Summit. Now, for those of you that are on the hunt to lead authentically in your life, you will find that the answers to who that is are much closer than you think. Now, our next speaker is an authentic leadership and holistic well-being consultant, and she sees a connection between what shows up in your whole body self and your unique authentic leadership style. And she is here to spill all the goods on how you can come and find your authentic self. Introducing Denicia Hilton Harper. Thank you so much for coming today. I'm so excited for everyone that's listening to be able to hear your story and also everything that you have to offer and what you're doing. So girl, let us know a little bit about you.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. And I'm so stoked to be here with everyone. Hello.
Hey there. Hi there.
How there. Like, so I am Denicia, and most kind of look at me is where it is that I play at the intersection of authentic leadership and holistic health. This is really like what I call the perfect playground. It's a space where leaders who are multi-passionate, they're introverted, even empathic, that they get to actually discover and be their authentic leadership style in whatever way that shows up, right? Is just a little magic twist there, is that we get to use the messages of the whole body self to offer its wisdom and its insight and its guidance along the way. Usually these people that identify as multi-passionate introverted or empaths, they tend to like go down that road of trying to overcome things or setting boundaries over, you know, trying to focus. And I put all these things like in quotation marks, because that is what happens. Like, I hear it, I see it. And what I'd like to offer them is, yo, we don't need to try to fix it. We don't even need to try to overcome it, because those are actually your gifts. That's your perfect magic glitter. And it's more about how do we navigate it in a way that you still have, like, you feel like you have purpose and you have meaning and you actually have these enriching relationships with yourself, right? And with others, because it's your unique, perfect magic glitter that we need in the collective. And so if you're too busy trying to overcome it or to fix it, then you're exerting that energy there versus, no, yo, this is my thing, and this is how this needs. I need to just shine just like this. Sprinkle that stardust.
Right. I do notice that, because I myself am like all over the place. I'm always multi-passionate. I always have a lot of things that I'm working on. And I find that most coaches are like, you need to pick a lane, you know? And so I'm trying to focus, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to figure out how to do all this shit, and I don't care if it takes everything I got. Right. So if for people like myself, when they come into your world and they're already having the belief that they need to change it and fix it, like, what is the first thing that you help them like unpack?
This is juicy. Okay. So I actually love hearing where they're at. Like, right. Like, just tell me what's going on right now. And you're coming to speak with me because clearly you're not okay with something that's going on right now. Right. And so then just tell me what that is. And so I believe that if you can draw that awareness and bring that out and just being honest with yourself in that sense, it to me, at least when you're in my world, it facilitates the process. there's sometimes even then the ones who tend to be like multi-passionate and all that jazz, even introverted, it's like there's feelings that oftentimes are labeled as negative or bad feelings. They shouldn't feel this way, especially if they're overachievers, like very high achievers, because they would have worked so hard to get to this spot, right? And then now I'm unhappy or something. And so instead of like hiding and trying to repress anything that's feelings of like shame or guilt or resentment or self-sabotage, criticism, doubt, all of that, right? I actually want you to bring it up. Like, I want you to bring it to the table, because that is a part of your totality. And so when I say navigating your perfect magic glitter, That's all of you. So if you ignore or try to repress or turn an eye because it's negative to be feeling like worried, or it's negative to be feeling angry, like all of that stuff. Like if you turn that eye, it's going to show up in your body in some way. And so this is why I say, like, sometimes we gotta just listen to the body, because I'm sure also I'm gonna hear about digestive issues. I'm gonna hear about skin stuff. I'm gonna hear about menstrual cycle stuff. I'm gonna hear about other hormone stuff. And it's those are ways that it's like your authentic being is communicating, right? And so in those camps where a lot of them are experiencing that, where they're meet, like it's like this environment that they just end up feeling like they're not listened to, or they can't express those quote unquote negative thoughts or feelings, then they do end up repressing it, and then energetically start stagnating, right? And so for me, I want you to bring it. Just bring it, because the thing is we're not gonna judge it. I'm not judging if it's good or a bad I'm actually just wanting to see that it's present.
Right.
And if it's present, then that means we got something to work with, right? And so I feel like that is a big step right there, which it I'm saying it and it can seem like it's easy, right? Now, at the same time though, I've seen it. Like it's can be very difficult
Yeah.
for some to actually express that, right? And so, and the thing is too, I pick up, so I'm intuitive in that way as well. And so I pick it up, I can feel it. And the thing is I'm not gonna project that onto you. I'm more gonna kind of just be there and kind of just say, hey, we're here. Just go ahead and let it come out. Because also what I realize is they don't have a space or a place to do that.
Right.
And so I think that's like great big huge when it comes to I guess like creating some movement into really your core desires coming out, like all of that jazz, right? And even for you with the whole multi-passionate stuff, I mean that's me as well, right? Like so here's the thing though, is I've found a way, like, and it does come somewhat naturally for me to see how things connect, and how they're like weave together, that actually some others that are really multi-passionate, they don't see it. So it seems like it's everywhere because they just have these interests and they're just kind of going. But I can kind of see how they weave together. And sometimes even then, that is the niche, right? Like, and it's just that it's expressing itself in these different ways. And so they sometimes you can just find such great ease just in realizing, like, oh my gosh, they really are connected. It's not me just winging it, right? Like, because if you're that interested in different things, like what happens when somebody tells you, oh, you need to like do focus on this one thing? All you can think about is that thing that they told you that you can't you can't
Right.
look at. And next thing you know, you're like procrastination city, like because you know gun well, I just really want to work on this thing. And I'll tell you this, this happened with me recently with my business coach. So I was like, oh, the idea for this membership is coming in. Like literally I'm typing her and I'm doing this, like I'm rocking, right? Like so I'm having some kind of like clearly somatic response. And I'm speaking with her. I'm even saying, I'm just talking through and like, right. And she's asking me some questions. And then I'm like, it literally comes to this conclusion of like, okay, so maybe not right now. And then, and I said, so because now I got it out of my system. And
Right.
so sometimes even just being with someone too, because the introverted part will come in. So you're in your head the whole time and you're just kind of spinning wheels and you're jumping from the Ferris wheel to bumper cars to like everything, right? And just to be able to say it, express it, like with someone that isn't going to judge you, that isn't like say telling you what to do, but just simply being there and asking the questions that serve as reflection for you to walk through it, then it's almost like you just kind of see for yourself. So it's not that it's gone, it's just that it's on the table. It's right now, right? Like I realize, like, just for me taking a step towards it was enough wisdom and insight that came in that is like, oh, okay, so maybe not right now. All right, cool. But I got a little bit more information about this for when I get ready to pick it back up, right? And because it was my choice, that's the other thing, right? Like you were saying, so the other coach is trying to tell you this, but it was my choice, and I was guided to come to that choice. So now I'm gonna more than likely uphold it and not feel like you can't tell me what to do, and then I'm gonna do.
Right, defiant procrastination. So, for the women that are business women and they are multi-passionate, they're all these things, and they're also looking for love, how might that translate into their love life, all of these different things?
Oh my gosh. Yes. So earlier I said that when you put all these together, it's this rich relationships. And I said with the self first. Right. And so if I look at the path of the journey, like when you're seeing who you are authentically, right? When you are in these leadership roles, and when I use leadership, I'm really talking about self-leadership, and because it's you that's the common denominator in all these different spaces, right? So it's going to be you leading in your household, you leading in your business, you leading in your social groups, you leading in your church group, like wherever, right? You're a common denominator because you're floating between these spaces. So my intent and vision is for everyone to feel like they can be who they are authentically in all of those areas. When I say that we use the messages of the whole body, one thing that I did notice is that there's not trust in the body. And this can happen for a myriad of reasons. Huge and common is there could have been traumatic experiences. And so when there is this type of trauma, we dissociate in a way because we're just trying to calm, drink, right? Like, and so you don't really pay attention to the body. You can also add in things such as like just growing up and somebody telling you, oh, hold it. You don't have to go to the bathroom right now. Or, oh, you're not hungry. Oh, why do you eat so much? Like, and so all of those things were actually ways that we were tuned in to what our body's asking us for. But outside was telling us what to do and then telling us like that we are not hearing it right or correctly. So you grow up and keep going, and then more and more we're not tuning in, right? Or you might start to express that there's some sensations that you're feeling, but then someone's telling you like, oh, that's not the case. Oh, you're not really experiencing pain, like, right? Once again, situations where maybe I'm not, maybe that's not there, like
Like
maybe,
dinner time,
and
right? You get all that food, you're not, you know what I mean? That make people like not know when they're full and stuff because their parents made them eat the whole plate even though they were full, and they're like, you better eat. That came to my mind right when you said that. I'm like, I remember that part of my childhood. I'm lucky that I don't do that now, but that was one thing, like clean that plate even when you're full,
Yeah, and so imagine then how many other people experienced it, and within their lineage, it was even sort of like a you're eating it all because you're storing it because you don't know when you're going to eat again.
Right, scarcity on top of it.
So you're carrying that lesson of preparation ancestrally and generationally.
Like the plan
And
fail almost, huh?
well, I wouldn't say fail. I look at it, so when I think about ancestral and lineage healing, right? Because that's what that is. What I look at is tying in the biomedicine part. When there's sperm and egg, that material is encoded. It
Yeah.
is encoded, right, with information from not just parent, but grandparent, great grandparent, right? It's encoded with information that was meant for, they're basically saying, like, I want our lineage to live on and survive and thrive and everything. So I'm going to give you what it is that I think that you need in order to do so. At the same time, though, that was based on what was present for them.
Right.
So then when we start to experience it for ourselves in our timeline, it's like this quantum energy type thing of we're also experiencing it from that timeline.
Absolutely.
So it's like for me, when you can become aware of that happening, you can actually use this now to transmute that energy. This is where it is that we can go and we can sit in ritual if you would like to, or in ceremony if you would like to, and then just kind of bring them forth, bring those ancestors forth, show them and celebrate with them, allow them to celebrate with you what is going on right now in the present, in this timeline, and be like, yes, thanks so much for what you've given me in order to be here in the present. But let me just tell you what's happening in the present, right? So, AKA, you gave this to me, which has been awesome up until now. And now I'm saying I don't need it, but I'm still celebrating and I'm honoring you and what you've done for me to be here in the present.
I love that. Yeah, I love that.
And that to me is the magic that you can have, because that now is. That's empowering. So empower, AEM is from within. So don't be out here in these spiritual streets and having somebody tell you that they're empowering you. No. What's happening is that plug is still plugged into them, when really you want to be around people that can show you and that the plug is within you, so you can just source infinitely
Right.
from within, right? And so that situation we were talking about with our ancestors and generations back, like what you're saying is, yes, I'm sourcing from within now. I've gotten this information and I'm transmuting it.
Right.
Right? Like that is empowerment while still honoring. So, right? Because some people can, they start when they go through the healing journey. It's almost like when they become aware of these different things that are there and that have been playing, or they've been kind of playing in the background subconsciously and unconsciously. I get this sometimes that it's like this guilt that comes up, or it's this resentment, or it's anger, right, that comes up. And then remember what I said, we want to be aware when that happens,
Right.
because you can shift it.
Yeah.
And so it's cool to see that it's this multidimensional way of transmuting and transforming, that ultimately, like I said, our whole bit is that you can be who you are authentically. And so sometimes those things are playing in the background, and then it's time for them to be addressed because they've just come up. And it's like, sweet, okay. We get, like, oh man, I'm my wholeness. It's just I'm whole, and I'm whole nesting. Is
Yeah.
that a word? Like, I'm completing nesting. Like, it's, I'm perfecting, because that root meaning of perfect is whole and complete. Most people don't realize that, and so they keep going around telling people, "Ain't nobody perfect. I'm not perfect." Boo boo. Let me tell you, you are perfect because you are whole and complete. What happened is, we just needed you to realize that all of it is a part of you. All of those aspects are a part of the whole. And even you individually is a part of a greater whole. So, yes, my dear, you are perfect. So, it's like continue perfecting and bringing it into the wholeness. And what it is that I'm doing is I'm just showing you how to navigate it, because we had to transmute it and change the way that we're thinking about ourselves, thinking about what we offer in our perfect magic glitter for the collective. And that means it's going to require you to be who you are.
Right. I love that the ancestral ceremony, because like with my clients, I will help them to identify what emotions are like generational or inherited. So we'll find the emotion is like, if it's not from them, is it inherited? And I love that completion of the circle after they identify it, coming back home to your ancestors and telling them thank you for that, but I no longer need it. I love that. I love that. That is actually very profound. So thank you.
You're welcome. I felt something moving because I'm just like, ooh, it's a lot going on over here, and
You
a
got
lot.
it. It's energetic right now. I'm sure they can feel it. So for the people listening that are, their relationship that they want did not work out in a certain way. They may just be single looking for love, but in this moment, that what brought them here is empowering themselves to say, you know what? I want to be love right, and I'm going to figure out how to have that. And so that's what this is about. So what one piece of advice of many things, I'm sure, give them to, begin that journey within themselves.
I'm gonna piggyback off of what we were just talking about is realizing that you're whole and complete. Now, sure, you're still exploring what that means and what that looks like. But if you can really realize that you're whole and complete, then it shifts what you're looking for in partnership.
Absolutely.
Right? Does it make sense? So it's like it shifts from someone's going to fill in this gap so that they quote unquote complete you to I'm actually whole and complete. And it's really more I'm looking for somebody to be that witness. That got a front row seat to my evolution into my being. And so they too also see that they're whole and complete. So while, yes, you're both like individually exploring just who that is authentically right here and right now, you both at the same time realize that you're whole and complete while still being open to what transpires. What is it about this other person that is going to actually support you? When I say create the environment for your authentic being to come out, that includes people. So is this someone that's going to actually be there to support you, right? Not judge, but to support you for your evolution and what that would in whatever way that might look like, right? Now, the reason why I say not judge is because sometimes that person might also be that one that's gonna let you know, like they might see something else that you don't see, right? And so they're just letting you know, hey, did you try this way? Now, if it feels like it's restrictive, that's different. But if it feels like, ooh, they just presented a whole nother possibility and pathway I didn't even realize, right? Like that's different. There's a subtle different feeling. So I would say like that would be my one thing, but because it's so core and essential, everything else will actually fall into place around that when you can just start moving and walking and it's like, yeah, I know I'm whole and complete right now. Like as I am and evolving, right? And I just want that. I'm just looking for that partner that doesn't want to sit here and want to ride with me in this journey, right?
So true. Like a life partner, someone that's willing to grow and evolve and love every version of you moving forward, and you love each other in that way. So I love that. So I know that you have something special for the audience. Will you let them know what it is that you have for them?
Yes, so I know that I was telling y'all that there's these messages that are within the whole body self. And when I say whole body self, that's spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. Just what does that really mean? And how does that link to your leadership style, right? So that's where it is that this match game is coming to you. So like it literally is a way for you to be able to match up. Like, what are these qualities that I have in my leadership abilities and all of that, and how does that mesh up with how it might show up within the whole body? And just kind of seeing what are some of these correlations, and then just kind of playing around with it. So it's a lighthearted way to go ahead and do that whole like, what's your body saying about your leadership style?
That's dope. That's dope. And where else can they find you online if they're like, well, I need to be in her world?
Ooh, yeah. So please come and play with me at the Perfect Playground. like literally, it's theperfectplayground.com. So brand new online community. Come hang out there. And then also, if you wanted to join the email community as well, where I'm like really actively emailing you to let you know about some things, wisdom, insights, tips, and all of that jazz, you can do so also at theperfectplayground.com.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful. Well, thank you so much for coming today. I love the conversation and just how genuine you are. I noticed that about you the first time we met, and I had to bring it to this summit. So I appreciate you. And I know that they will be reaching out to you because I know they've heard something that sparked something inside.
Yes. The perfect magic letter that everybody.
Gonna the outro. And I hope you enjoyed that interview as well. But don't go anywhere. Our next speaker is a 9-year holistic healer and a prospective metamorphose. And she is here to tell us how the problems that you're having in your relationship may be connected to your family. I'll see you over there.